The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house. And a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with him. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. We all know they can tell a lot about somebody through their eyes. Oh, they can tell a lot, reveals so much to us when you look at somebody in the eyes. Police know this as well. You ever been pulled over by a police officer before? What do you think they're doing? Oh, they're looking in our eyes. Why? Of course, they want to see if we're under the influence of some narcotic or illicit fluids. Huh? But not only that, they can reveal our physical state, but also our minds and our hearts. The eyes reveal a lot. Here in the Gospel, it's a famous account of the calling of Matthew. As he's sitting in the customs post, normal day at work, and then all of a sudden, Jesus enters into his life. It is not so much the words that "follow me" which changed Matthew, but rather, I dare say, it was the eyes of our Lord. And how am I know that? Look at this. They don't even know each other. Gone is a, "Hi, my name is Jesus. Hi, my name is Matthew. Pleasure to meet you." No. Gone all those pleasantries. Jesus just said, "Follow me." But was it those words, or rather, the look of our Lord's face? There's something to it. Because so much so that Matthew left everything behind the moment that he encountered Jesus. What was it about this encounter that radically changed his life? Again, meditate upon it, contemplate it. It was something about the face of Jesus. Because then it reveals the truth. A tax collector in that first century time period, he would have known that he was a hated man. Everybody hated Matthew because he was a tax collector. He was hated by the Jews, and he was seen as somebody who had betrayed the Jewish people, working with the Roman Empire, colluding with their greatest enemy. So every Jew would have hated him. And you know when somebody hates you, by the way they look at you, don't you? If someone doesn't like you, you know it. You don't have to say anything. They just, the way they look at you, it's like, "Oh, this person hates me." So Matthew wasn't accustomed to look of despisement. But not Jesus. He looked at him. He didn't see hate. But he saw something rather different. Or quickly jump to Luke 22, verse 61. We have Peter this time. The famous story when he said that, and Jesus looked at Peter, and Peter wept. See, the eyes of God are profound. And so I leave you with this simple point. When you stare at Jesus in your prayer, what do you see?